And we can't keep hiring other people to do our job. You can't abdicate. There's a difference in abdication and delegation.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder. Pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the millennial dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
Welcome back, everybody, to Millennial Dentist Podcast, part two.
Who knows? We might not even, might be part two of three or two of three.
We don't know, but Eric has more questions, and I was like, we're not going to not record these. So welcome back again. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode. Am I slouching?
Come on.
Eric,
sit tall, man.
Yeah, this will be good. Just another reminder that, you know, here at Three Dentists, we do dental education, right? I mean, that's important. So
we don't do dental education. We change people's lives.
We do change. We empower and change people's lives.
We help dentists take control of their career, their practices, their finances, and their future.
A couple courses coming up that I want you to know about. Scale Your Full Arch still has maybe one or two seats left. That is for those of you that are doing hybrids that want to take it to the next level. We're excited about this course is getting kind of another refresh. Not only is it super focused on inbound and outbound leads, how to deal with the leads, the business of full arch, but now we're actually bringing in how to vertically integrate with zirconia. So dealing with green state finishing, Mio.
I
did this a few years ago and
it's totally different course.
And did the course. I mean, did it with a few patients and it's changed the way that I see dentistry. But I'm kind of interested in this one. What are the dates for that one, Sully? Because things are different now.
Classic.
At that time, we would
act like we know.
Yeah, it's May 15th through 17th in Nashville. So still some time for that. And then 2 weeks later in Nashville, we have our 3D treatment planning course, May 30th and 31st. This is a new one too, Eric, that we're really excited about. 3D treatment planning is kind of our take on a digital version that's implementable in real world next week in your practice of one of these larger continuums like a spear, like a coice or something of that nature that really talks about just the global comprehensive nature of treatment planning. So
big cases and case acceptance.
Yeah. So it's a good one as well. And I think it's a great one for you, for doctors and their associates to be on the same page and whatnot. So check those two courses out. But otherwise, let's just jump right into it. Eric, what you got?
Okay. So a few months ago, I went and visited with a bunch of leaders of different industries. One of them was owned a car dealership and had for several years, maybe 20 years. And there were about 12 of leaders and different small business owners. And I had a lot of questions for the auto guy because there's a lot of similarities in our industry, I believe, in the experience. And so my questions were, sometimes I'll present a plan that's $10,000, $20,000 or more. And I think I've been too caught up with interest rates and the financial options. And he said, you know, we don't do any of that. And I said, would you mind if I come into your business and see what buying a car looks like? And I went and did that next day. And some of the things that I learned is he talked about how you want to close that experience or that sales experience with some kind of glue. He says, for him, or his recommendation for me was, you just did a consult right now. Is that right, Sully?
Yes, I did.
I feel like I do these consults. I'm really excited about it. I feel like the patient's going to move forward. I leave, and that patient isn't in the schedule yet, or they haven't paid any money yet. And he said, try to get some glue. Try to get $500 that day from that patient.
Some sort of commitment that this is the office.
He says, people won't walk away from $500. And so he said, if you want to set that appointment aside as far as a hybrid, or if you're going to offer a $3,000 promotion, which we do with one of our Facebook marketing promotions, that if they want to hold that spot.
For dental implants?
For a hybrid.
Facebook marketing for dental implants. And the website doesn't talk about dental implants. I'm sorry. I twisted the knife a little bit there.
Yeah, so
come check us out and learn about dental implants because we don't talk about that. We do them, but we market them. That's for sure.
No, so we pay for marketing on Facebook for my consults.
I know
my associate's not getting all these consults. I do on average two a day, maybe three a day of consults for implants and hybrids. And what I found is that, you're not going to close all these cases. They're big cases. But I've been trying to get that glue for the last 2 weeks, probably a month now. And it can work, but I forget. Do you use anything like that for your commitment to get a patient to get in your schedule? Are you just so good that they just
go? Nobody's so good. Remember,
speak for yourself, but no, that's very true. No one has done it.
No, so this is in marketing terms called a micro commitment.
Okay.
So for example, before we ask somebody to buy our mastermind at $15,000 or whatever the cost is, that's a big commitment to ask somebody to jump in, right? So there's got to be something where, hey, can you spend $500 or $1,000 or whatever, something that's palatable for the person, right? So there is some value to that, right? So maybe for you, that glue could be a before and after simulation, okay? Hey, if you're interested in doing this, the next step is to see a simulation, okay? That costs $100 or $50. Well, we make up a number. The negative in this, and what we've seen this a lot, is that people use finding this little commitment as a way to slow down somebody that's ready to buy. So in other words, hey, Eric, I'm ready to buy. I'll write you the check. No, we want to do the simulation for $500.
Oh, it kills me when people slow down the buying process.
You follow me on that? So that's the negative in that, okay? So yes, there can be micro commitments, but I want you to think through. I can tell you what the micro commitment for us is on the smile design. That's an emotional mock-up, okay? If they're not ready, if they're ready to buy, we'll let them buy the whole product. Okay, we will not let the micro commitment slow them down from buying, okay? But on smile dentistry, that would be the emotional mock-up. Hey, Eric, we'd love for you to see what this looks like. I know a lot of our patients have questions about what does this look like? What is it going to be? Blah, blah, blah. Is it really going to look good? The best way to do that is for us to do a trial smile in your mouth. That costs $500. We can apply it towards your treatment, but that would be the next step.
Okay.
And then that could be your micro commitment for that. Okay. And then you get that process done, but don't let it interfere in your actual closing of the case. If somebody's ready to buy, let them buy.
Okay. And how long do you stay in this consult with the financial arrangements? So I've been presenting the treatment.
What we do now or what we
yeah, well, yeah, what you're doing now, because in my workflow, we're pretty quick at these because I'm fitting it in the day and I squeeze in there
the
for the consult.
Check.
It's a hygiene check, yeah. Right? So I get right to the point. I'm timing myself. I'm trying to get shorter and shorter on this. Less technobabble, no how until I get a yes, as I learned from both of you. Mm-hmm. And so I present, I figure out what they want, and we get a number, napkin number. You know, she's just figuring that out. And we let's say it's $10,000, okay? And then, all right, Bree's going to work out these financial arrangements with you, and we'll get you scheduled. Looking forward to it. And I leave, and I just don't see enough of those patients on the schedule. So, and when I follow up,
what is your expectation of
Bree,
how you should see on your schedule?
Well, I want to know that patient is coming in for records. I want to know that they did get the financing that they hoped for. And I don't know that we've provided a financial plan for them that's as smooth as the card.
Record
the college.
Consult?
No, I bought the cameras to do it. I haven't.
Do you record the financial presentation? Okay, so that's where I would start.
It's amazing. It's eye-opening.
Okay.
But you've seen what we can do here at this office, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now this is a different level. That's a different level. But you can just get those little security cameras.
Yeah, I got those.
You know?
I got like a baby monitor style.
Well, I love you, Eric.
Yeah.
So you know about follow, right?
Yeah.
Is you are the absolute best at starting something and not finishing it.
Okay.
Okay. And so I found myself in this position probably about 4 or 5 years ago before I really got serious about 3D dentists. And what I found myself doing was consuming an inordinate amount of content. Like every day was spent just listening to 800 different ideas. And each new idea distracted me from the real idea. Okay. You follow me on that?
Okay.
I would be like, you know what? That's why it took me 2 years to launch this app. And when he finally got on me, guess how quick we got it done? 3 weeks. Because I kept trying to get perfect. I searched app And, oh, this guy says do it this way. And then because I'm searching, oh, this guy says do it this way. This guy says do it this way. And the next thing you know, 2 years later, I got nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that disrespectfully. It comes from, it comes from a place of love. Mm-hmm. Is just get committed to what we know, giving in to our people. Like all of these problems that we're talking about, I promise you 80% of them are fixed easily internally, okay? By recording, by training, by having meaningful conversations, which you're amazing at meaningful conversations with people.
Thanks.
And having those things, right? And recording it, because then we can diagnose what's really happening. Like we're guessing on what the financial presentation looks like. We're guessing if our new patient blocks are actually being held open. We're guessing at all that stuff. And we can't keep hiring other people to do our job. You can't abdicate. There's a difference in abdication and delegation. Okay. I'm a big believer in delegation. I'm a terrible believer in abdication. Okay. So let's get that camera up.
Okay.
And because then easily we can look at it and we can say, hey, you know what? This is what's happening. Okay, but now let's come. I'm sorry, my soapbox. Okay, let's go back to the point. Okay, the point is you want to know I would start with what is my expectation.
Okay,
if our expectation is a 90% close, we're probably barking in the wrong game.
If I can get 50%,
I would tell you
25%.
Perfect.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends on. Yeah, there's a lot of things. Yes, it's not going to be as high as you like.
No, especially with big dollar amounts. When you start getting $5,000 plus. The number goes down. Maybe $500 is 90% case acceptance. $5,000 is 75-80. You know, so maybe that's 60% case acceptance. $10,000 is going to be 40-50%. $20,000 is going to be 10-15% case acceptance. So we have to establish what that looks like, what the reality and the expectation should be there. So we have to accept. We have to do that, and then we have to have a clean process. What's the follow-up process? When the patient says no.
The goal is 2 days, 2 weeks.
But how do we hold them accountable that it's happening?
I
is there a spreadsheet?
There is.
Okay, do you check the spreadsheet?
I haven't.
Or do you tell them, let's review? One of the negatives in that.
When do you review that?
When they're not working.
Okay.
I learned this from my dad. He used to be clockwork about going to his 5 motels one day of the week, each one of them. And they knew what day he was coming.
Mm.
And then one day he went in reverse. He's like, holy shit, I learned a lot. Because when they know, like if I tell my team, if I tell you, hey, Eric, we're going to look at your tracker next Tuesday. What will you have ready for next Tuesday?
Hey, we're going to drug test you next month.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
So if, when we have systems in place or processes in place,
yeah,
like don't tell them when you check, just check, just randomly check.
Okay.
And be like, hey. I noticed, hey, I had time and I looked at our 2+2+2 tracker and it doesn't look like you filled it out. That tells me we're doing nothing. That leads me to believe that we're not doing anything. Well, no, I'm doing it. I'm just not filling out the tracker. Well, if you don't fill out the scorecard, like you said earlier, what good is a game if we don't have a scoreboard? If you don't fill out the scoreboard, I have no way that you're doing it.
This goes back to the busyness challenge too. I mean, ultimately, I mean, when you're only in an office 2 days a week and you're trying to get all the gettings good in those 2 days a week.
Yeah.
Because trying to do your menu is still too big of services. Trying to do all those, that menu of services in 2 days and do consults and be a leader and check all that stuff.
It's a lot.
It's virtually impossible. I mean, there's not enough time in the day. Plus, what you prioritize more than anything, which is just the priority, which is family. There's not a way to do it. So at some point, this is where, in my opinion, like, this goes back to our original podcast about the new patients, which also is about the associate staying full, is probably you're at a point where if the desire really is to continue to grow and do more big case dentistry in the form of implants or whatever that looks like, that you've got to, at some point, you're going to have to take the risk of doubling down on that and really getting serious about getting stuff off your menu that will feed the associate and will give you time back to do all these things. Like, and that is another kind of chicken or the egg moment. Do you get the time and maybe have potentially a short-term drop in production to then make create more production? Or do you hustle really hard to build something and be crazy and miserable for a little bit to then be able to give it away? Like,
I'll choose the hustle and be miserable.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's an independent, thing. And so, but that's my point is like, is we're you're at a tough line there that we can talk about all these great things, but time, it comes back to time. It comes back to being busyness.
Yeah. The first thing we did coming back from the summit was to change the schedule where I only did fillings from 9 to 10. And or 8 to 9, that was the block where I was willing to do fillings, and then
can I ask a question about that?
And then the next move, well, yes,
okay, keep going.
And then the next move was,
that was yes, but no.
hold on, let me finish this statement, and then I ask a question. And then the next one was, I'm not going to do one single crown, and so it has to be a crown
plus something,
and I just didn't enforce it that well until. Yeah, accountability. Yeah.
Leadership. Everything rises and falls on leadership.
So this last 2 weeks, I've been a lot better at saying, why is this in my schedule? I don't do fillings at all anymore. There should not be any fillings in my schedule unless I'm doing some crowns, multiple crowns, and I'll do fillings.
None.
I'll do a whole quadrant, whatever fillings that are in that side of the mouth.
We will be looked at as assholes, but we would tell the team member, hey, Eric, looks like we made a mistake. No big deal. But can you go and move that patient for us? I won't be able to see them today. I don't do that dentistry anymore. And then they're going to be like, well, what? That's going to be a bad experience for the patient. Like, unfortunately, it is. And you've got time to do it. I don't have time to do it. I don't do those anymore. Like, we are.
That's like going to Home Depot and asking to buy milk. If a dentist ran Home Depot and a patient came in and said, can you get me milk? They'd be like, yeah, let me just run over to the grocery store.
Go get it and sell it to you.
Yeah.
At a loss.
And it has to be adjusted and tweaked. That's the number one part. And then it needs to take the baby steps. It's got to continue to grow.
It comes back to the ideas start off well, and then we get distracted by something else.
Yeah.
Okay. And we don't want to have the tough conversations with people. That I just don't do that anymore. Like Sully made fun of me one day. He came to the office. I was doing like a little chip on number 9.
Yeah.
He's like, why are you doing that? I'm like, I have no earthly idea why I'm doing it.
You get talked into things.
I got talked when you're doing fillings the other day. Well, you're doing the 8 veneers, and then why don't you just do the fillings at the same time?
Nope. You won't do that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I've got to the point now where, like, I'm restoring an upper hybrid, and they need a single implant crown on the bottom. They'll have to come back for that with another doctor. Like, it's because it just...
There's pluses and minuses.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you give a mouse a cookie, like they will take it all. And so,
speaking of cookies, you know how many cookies you have?
A lot of cookies. I don't know why we have so many cookies here.
It's unhealthy for me.
Patterson brought a bunch of crumble cookies, and then I think a patient brought some cookies too.
The guy last night brought cookies.
It's a lot of cookies here.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. I want
this reinvigorates me that my talk at the summit.
I think the summit is going to be. The content is spot on for what I hear.
I keep thinking I love you, Eric. Your biggest challenge is you are not leading,
and you're squirreling. Like you know, you mentioned something, and I don't want to be taken again. It's kind of the same thing. Like I'll see this a lot with people who love to read, because I like to read, but I don't read as much as people do, and I'll hear from people who read I read this book. And what I notice a lot of times with people they read is that the latest book is the book. And so what they do is they read a book and then they go try to implement all this stuff from the book.
Until the next book.
Then they read the next book and then they go to this book. And this nature of all the books work, by the way.
Yeah.
The problem is
it's
just.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so part of it is what if I really had to nail down on a very global level some of my success, it's not that I know all the best things. It's just, I just kind of stuck with one plan. I got involved with T-Bone. I got involved with, I believed in what he said, and I didn't go get distracted.
Okay.
I didn't go listen to this other coach. I didn't go listen to, or I would go, but I was good about having blinders to certain aspects of it and not letting the core value, the core plan deviate.
Okay.
You know, it's,
No. Nobody, this is really good advice.
Nobody runs a business where they change their strategy every month.
Yes. Every 6 months, every year.
You can't. You just can't. I mean, maybe in COVID, or maybe in pressing times, maybe World War III, you change because God knows what happens around you.
It was like a fire event.
Yes.
You survival mode event.
Right. But you no business person or book will ever tell you, you know what, you should change strategies every few months because you read a new book or you watch YouTube content. And so we consume content voraciously.
Mm-hmm.
We take action not voraciously.
Mm-hmm.
And you may say, well, I'm acting a lot. Yes, you're acting all over the place.
Or it's that we're really good. Like I'm kind of the opposite, ironically. Like I'm unbelievably great at starting books, hardly ever finish them. Mm. But I'm pretty actionable in carrying out and whatever I choose to implement, I'm going to
all the way.
Yes. Like I will go all in on a concept, but I'm not very good at whereas I feel like I'll know more people are kind of the opposite, where they'll consume a ton of content. They're way smarter than me, either clinically or just in general, but that analysis by paralysis or whatever the saying is, that part holds them back from actually truly getting beyond the 50%, 60% implementation that starts to actually move the needle on a concept.
Eric, you know, the best advice I can give you is pick one way of doing things and stick to it. Pick one guru and that's it.
You're my guru.
No, but I'm not.
Yes and no. Yeah.
I'm not.
No, you are.
But I'm not, because you don't do what we say. You get distracted. And I mean that with love. You get distracted by other people.
Okay.
Okay. Like in our conversations, I've heard Caleb, dental CFO. I've heard marketing company. I've heard this. I've heard that. I've heard all. And they're all good.
Books.
You know, all kinds of
stuff. The car salesman, the glue.
Right. The glue, car salesman, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All works. Just see it out.
Okay,
just go to one place or two places and go all in.
And to that point, I think you have to have touch points. Like, that would be the other part of it. Is my challenge to everybody that listens to this is you can lurking or touch points from afar only go so much. And so the ones that we see move the needle the fastest are the ones that are engaged the most at the most level.
Which is why we have a 3D dentist app.
That is a good plug for that. But it's not. But that's the again, whether it's 3D dentist, whether it's any of these other companies or any of the other people, the point is that the more that you engage and hang out with them, the more, because you said this morning, you're like, you know, or last night or whenever, when I come here, I get so revitalized and so excited to go back. What if you had that once a month? Your high would never stop.
Right.
And you would stay on track and on message.
We only get it with you maybe twice a year, outside of the podcast and stuff like that. But that's still not the same.
That's
as
not a real touch.
As the engagement and connection and whatnot that you
There's
get when this.
There's a generalized touch, like a podcast, and a personalized touch. Today was a personalized touch because we're able to focus on a specific thing that you're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, but yeah, it's, and again, I'm not, I look, I believe they're all very good. Everybody's good. You should ask Will Jones about this. I had a tough conversation with him one day about this. I said, Will, you just need to pick one. It can't be 3D dentists until you're all in. You can't do me and somebody else and three other people and four other people.
Was this the walk on the beach?
Yeah, the walk on the beach.
It's funny. So there's a podcast that's coming out this week that we did together. And so this will be coming out later. And he went really, was very open about the walk on the beach and how
I didn't even know
defining what
I was
doing.
I was just being me. Like, Will, listen, I've been with you for 4 years now, and I've heard the same shit for 4 years.
Dude, his practice this month did more collections than mine did last. First person has ever done more than me. I mean, I was blown away. I mean, it's
focus.
And that's what the podcast, you should listen to the podcast because it talks, that's what he talks about. He goes, I finally got focused on being the leader I needed to be.
Okay.
God, that's amazing.
It's cool.
We went on a literally what was it? A 2 mile walk on the beach? And I think it's changed his life for at least a year. Until he gets distracted by something.
Oh, I love that, dude. Look, at the end of the day, what I think that our take home message is you got to engage with people. You can't live on the island. And obviously, we've got a great resource to do that in our mastermind program. We love it. If that's something that you've been tipping the toe on jumping in, please reach out, jump in. Yeah, I mean, we've got, I think, a couple spots left in January.
Otherwise, we're booked into summer 2025.
Yeah, so make a commitment to that. Or just come around, be around, engage with people, engage with, ask questions. Don't sit behind the computer screen or behind the headphones. Like, engage, because that ultimately will drive and make success.
Unfortunately, it costs money. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got to spend money to make money. I remember very early in my career, I got into speaking and training because somebody told me just to come around. And I just used to go to their institute all the damn time. I'd take every class, then I'd show up to other classes I've already taken before. And I just absorbed so much in the energy and the passion. And it's led me to this, you know, and it's amazing. You know, and that's what Sully's done. He just showed up. One day he showed up and put up his own banner.
I was there.
I was dumb. Young.
That was what
it'll work.
All right, everybody, work smarter, not harder. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.